The agreement between President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, known as the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty, is now in tatters. Both the US and Russia have withdrawn from the INF nuclear treaty, which has now led to major concerns of advanced nuclear weapons development. The historic agreement between the world's superpowers has now raised tensions of nuclear proliferation across the world. So are we on the cusp of a new nuclear arms race? Pranav Harish has the story.
The INF nuclear treaty was signed to ban all nuclear and non-nuclear missiles within a short to medium range. Now, both the United States and Russia have exited the treaty in what has been an unprecedented decision by two world superpowers. Dr. Leonard Petrov from the ANU College of Asia and the Pacific expressed his disdain at the end of the historic treaty.
The United States and Russia decided that this treaty is not going to survive the current era of post-Cold War, or the Cold War 2.0 age, and it would be much beneficial for national interest to abstain from the agreement which was signed even back in 1987. It's a sad day for the nuclear disarmament. Another important treaty is gone.
Associate Professor Alexei Muraviev from the National Security and Strategic Studies at Curtin University had this to say about the both countries leaving the treaty.
It's certainly a manifestation that what can be described by some experts and observers as the new Cold War or the Cold War reincarnated has now reached the stage of uncontrollable and unmeasurable political military standoff between the two most powerful military powers in the world, the United States and Russia.
The move by Russia and the United States comes at a time of increasing competition in global leadership. Brendan Thomas Noon is a research fellow at the Foreign Policy and Defence Program from the United States Studies Centre. He says the US has had their fair share of concerns about this treaty for a long time.
This is a long time coming. It's just the fact that the Trump administration now has a series of individuals who have, you know, for a long time wanted to get rid of this treaty, and they've seen their chance to withdraw for a couple of reasons, both to give themselves more freedom of action to build new weapon systems in their competition and growing tensions with China, but also to look strong against Russia.
Professor Muraviev believes that the end of the INF treaty will result in more forms of nuclear proliferation and will have further implications.
The withdrawal by both the United States and Russia from the INF treaty creates the potential for further proliferation of weapons of mass destruction, because one and complicates matters concerning involving other parties.
Brendan believes that we are on the verge of a new nuclear arms race.
This arms race will be partly nuclear, it'll be partly conventional and regular missiles. It's also going to involve new, and it is already involving new capabilities like cyberspace and conflict in space above us as well. So the arms race is going to look quite different from that of the Cold War. I don't think that we'll see mass increases in the total number of nuclear weapons in the US and Russia soon.
Politics has also played a part in the withdrawal. Brendan from the US Studies Center says the allegations leveled by the United States should have been backed by evidence.
The problem is that the U.S. hasn't released a lot of information publicly. You know, it is difficult to tell from the open source community, you know, how much to believe the U.S., although I'm, you know, weighing things up. Yeah, I think that they probably do have a balance of evidence that points that Russia has violated the treaty. We also know that Russia has been conducting a wide range of nuclear modernization, including nuclear torpedoes and a variety of other capabilities.
So, will there be any signs of negotiations taking place between both Russia and the United States? Dr. Petrov says that this will be unlikely.
I think in the current climate where President Putin's popularity is decreasing and President Trump is increasingly facing impeachment, I think there's no appetite for jeopardizing their remaining popularity by doing something extremely unpopular and not supported at home.
Brendan agrees.
I don't see in the next 6 months that this is going to be resolved. I think this is a symbol of sort of the new era we are heading towards, where there is increasing global competition, not between the U.S., just between the U.S. and China, but also U.S. and Russia, amongst other states as well. So I don't see there going to be any resolution to this, and it is worrying.
So now that the treaty has ended, where to next for both countries? Brendan explains.
The U.S. has now got to start investing in and building new capabilities that the INF Treaty had previously restricted them in. I don't think that they're going to be having an eye on Europe and Russia when they're doing that. They're actually going to be having an eye on Asia and the Indo-Pacific and against China.
Professor Muraviev believes, however, an agreement may not be off the table.
So I don't believe that neither the Americans or the Russians are serious about not trying to reach any consensus, simply because they understand that they have extra level of responsibility since they are the world's largest possessors of nuclear weapons.
But that process seems very unlikely, and the end of the INF Treaty has set a dangerous precedent. What message will this now send to the rest of the world? Dr. Petrov explains.
So nuclear zero world now becomes a hypothetical possibility, which probably not going to be achieved anytime soon.
That was Pranav Harish with that story.